I've always been skeptical of products and services that get promoted by influencers, and this skepticism reached critical levels the first time I heard a VPN ad after I had been working as a network engineer. By that point, I had quite a bit more knowledge about VPNs and computer networks than the average person, and I knew that claims like a VPN being essential to protect your data from hackers was overblown, because even on public Wi-Fi, if you're using WPA2 when you're connecting to sites that start with HTTPS, then your traffic is already encrypted. And the claim about VPNs making you anonymous online is completely false, especially since most VPNs are owned by advertising companies that profit from tracking you online and selling that data. From this realization, I extrapolated the idea that a subject matter expert, or even someone who's just been working for a couple years in any given field, could easily debunk the claims that are being made by a product or service that's being shilled by influencers online. Recently, Honey, the online couponing service that dozens, if not hundreds, of huge influencers have been shilling for years, has been revealed to be a complete scam. Now, when I first heard about Honey, I just assumed that it was a data mining operation, because at this point, any free software that isn't truly free and open source should just be assumed to be spyware. And in this specific case, the Honey browser extension is able to see what you're purchasing from what websites, how often you buy stuff, and how much money you're spending. All of that data is very valuable to advertisers, and companies like Google actually make billions of dollars every year from selling those exact data points. So I assumed that the Honey business model probably looks something like this. First, they scrape coupon codes from various websites, forums, and subreddits like people have been doing for years. They spend a little bit of time verifying the coupon codes to make sure that they actually work, and maybe they work with some vendors directly to get their own exclusive coupon codes. That way, people would actually be incentivized to use Honey instead of going directly to those sites and subreddits for coupons like we used to do in the old days. And then whatever money is left over from the user data sales after you've paid off your YouTube shills is cash that goes in your pocket. But the Honey scam goes deeper than just ripping off the people who use the browser extension. Honey has actually been ripping off everyone they work with, the users, the vendors, and even your favorite YouTube influencer. So let's start with the end user. This is actually pretty straightforward. When you download the Honey extension, you get this prompt to join either with a PayPal account, which we'll discuss more in a bit, a Google account, an Apple account, or you can just sign up with your email. Now, most online services these days encourage the third-party sign-ins with Facebook, Google, etc., so that they can offload account security to those companies because they're not actually storing your username and password. It's also a good way to make sure that people don't create SOC accounts because Apple accounts or Google accounts are usually phone number verified. And so when this third party is tracking and selling the activity that's associated with one of these accounts, they can be fairly sure that it's data that's associated to a real person and not junk. And as a result, they can charge more of a premium for it. Now, the reason that Join with PayPal is prominently featured on Honey is because PayPal actually acquired Honey back in 2020. That's right, one of the largest online payment processors in the world paid $4 billion for a supposedly free browser extension.
So what's the catch?
There is no catch.
Actually, there's a lot of catches. So my first assumption about Honey partnering with vendors to create exclusive coupon codes turned out to be true. But these exclusive codes that require you to give a shady business your email address and let them track you are actually worse than the coupon codes that you could find online if you did a little bit of searching. Honey also has a habit of withholding coupon codes altogether by just telling people that they're already getting the best price for a product online when, again, if they did a little bit more searching or they listened to the right podcast or the right content creator, they could have used that code to save a bit more money. I think this part of the scam is especially sinister because if a browser extension that's supposed to make all couponing sites obsolete is telling you there aren't any coupons available, then you probably wouldn't bother continuing your search for better deals. Whereas if you were on one specific coupon site and you didn't find any deals, you'd probably check a second, a third, a fourth, or even a fifth site until you finally get the discount you're looking for. And the businesses that partner with Honey are well aware of this too, because they have control over what coupon codes are shown to Honey users. They're basically paying Honey to lie to their customers about what coupons are available so that they can make more money. Now, to understand how Honey has been ripping off influencers, we need to take a quick look at how affiliate links work. You've probably noticed these links on online stores in the description of a lot of YouTubers' videos. When you click on these and you look at the URL on the page that you're redirected to, you'll see something like this source equals and then short circuit. This is telling Newegg that I got to this page by clicking a link on one of Linus Tech Tips videos because short circuit is his affiliate code. And if I decide to buy this CPU, then Newegg would give Linus a commission, just like when the cashier in a brick and mortar store asked what salesperson helped you in order to give them credit for that sale. Now, when you're purchasing a big item or something you just aren't knowledgeable about, you're probably going to check out a few different reviews of that same product because maybe the first person you watched or read has some kind of bias. So you read some more blog posts and you watch more reviews, and finally, you decide to purchase the product. So you click the affiliate link in the last video that you watched, and what will most likely happen is that last creator that you watched will get all of the credit for your sale, even though Linus is the person that put you onto the product in the first place. Now, there are different attribution models like First Click, which would store a cookie for some time on your computer that tells Amazon or whatever vendor that Linus was the first affiliate link that you clicked on, and so he would end up getting the commission as long as that cookie doesn't expire or get deleted from your browser. And there's also dynamic click attribution, which also uses cookies to record every affiliate link you clicked on for a particular product and then splits up the commission between all of those different affiliates. But last click attribution is by far the easiest to implement because it doesn't actually require the use of cookies. You can just create these links with unique affiliate codes in them, and if that's the link that you purchased the product from, the vendor can assume that's who sold you on the product and then pay them a commission. Now, if you have Honey installed, it's always going to pop up whenever you're on a product page or when you're on the checkout page of a site to try and find a coupon or to let you earn some points from PayPal. If you click on the Honey extension at this point to apply discounts, the creator's affiliate link gets replaced by one from PayPal, meaning that PayPal, the owners of Honey, are receiving the commission for that sale instead of your favorite YouTuber. Now, this actually isn't anything new. We saw this exact same kind of affiliate link hijacking in the early days of the Brave browser, where if you searched up a crypto exchange on Google and you clicked on that link, you would be redirected to a page that had a Brave affiliate link at the top, so that if you signed up to Binance or whatever crypto service, Brave would end up getting a commission for that transaction. So the end result here is creators lose basically all of their affiliate link revenue whenever somebody starts using Honey. But I really don't feel sorry for most of the creators that partnered with them because this is a scam that they really should have seen coming. Like, I usually don't give creators too much flack for promoting services that are ineffective or just outright scams, like the whole VPN thing, because I assume that they just aren't subject matter experts in that particular field. But you don't need to have a career in online marketing to see how getting something for nothing is going to be a scam. All that's needed is common sense. Now, sure, They probably didn't notice the affiliate link and cookie hijacking that Honey was doing, because even Linus Media Group was partnered with Honey for several years before they caught on and then ended their relationship with Honey, only to partner with Karma for a short time and then end that relationship, because surprise, surprise, Karma now is running the same exact scam as Honey. So in conclusion, most all sponsorships that you hear about from creators online are going to be a scam, and you're really only going to hear about it if the sponsor is scamming the creators as well. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to Hack the Algorithm, and buy some merch from my online store, base.win. 10% automatic discount at checkout when you pay in Monero XMR. No Honey links are required. Have a great rest of your day.